Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A perfect night to be out, if you are. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that former President Trump has redefined his relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu. He has publicly criticized the Prime Minister and expressed reservations about recent attacks in Lebanon while pushing for an agreement with Iran. This was reported earlier this hour. Also, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah chief Naim Qassem called Iran's recent deal a great victory. He suggests it could be used to expel Israel from Lebanon. His remarks came earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post warns that Trump's support for Iran's missile program is causing concern. Critics fear this stance could undermine recent security gains. Separately, I-24 News notes that Soroka Medical Center is rebuilding 1 year after an Iranian missile strike. And finally, JTA highlights that North Americans are most likely to make Aliyah in the summer. A recent party in New Jersey celebrated 450 new immigrants moving to Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Ynet Global, Israel sees Iran as the winner in Trump's emerging deal with Tehran. Officials fear the memorandum might pressure Israel to pull back from southern Lebanon, according to a post from 22 minutes ago. Belaz News notes just now that the U.S. is bolstering its oil reserves through the Strait of Hormuz. This is in preparation for a potential restart of military operations against Iran. This move is part of an effort to negotiate nuclear concessions. Shurat Hadin, a legal organization fighting terror financing, shared that young professionals gathered at the Broad Center in Tel Aviv last night. They discussed holding terrorists accountable and heard from their president about a significant legal victory. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Trump's relationship with Netanyahu, according to Walla, Trump's recent criticism of Netanyahu and his push for a deal with Iran marks a significant shift. This could impact U.S.-Israel relations, especially regarding regional security and diplomatic strategies. Turning to Hezbollah's comments, the Times of Israel reports that Naim Qassem sees Iran's deal with the U.S. as a strategic win. He believes it could further Lebanon's goals against Israel. This adds tension to an already volatile region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights concerns over Trump's position on Iran's missile program. Critics argue that this could jeopardize the delicate balance of power in the Middle East. The international community is watching closely for any shifts in policy. On a different note, Soroka Medical Center's reconstruction marks a year since it was hit by an Iranian missile. I-24 News shares that rebuilding efforts are a testament to resilience and recovery in the face of conflict. This brings hope and stability to the local community. Finally, JTA's report on North American Aliyah underscores the enduring connection between these communities and Israel. The summer influx strengthens cultural and familial bonds, enriching Israeli society. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Haim Sakal, who bid $4.5 billion for Zim, faces foreclosure on his home due to a NIS 15 million debt. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that France will permanently shut some Israeli defense booths at the Eurosatory Arms Fair. This decision follows a temporary block of these booths. And finally, Walla Business announces that SailPoint has acquired Israeli startup Entro for approximately $200 million. This deal aims to enhance security in the era of autonomous technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.